Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining me today for evening prayer on this the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, Apostles. Let us begin. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints, but precious above all is the love with which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life, we fill up in our own flesh what is lacking in the suffering of Christ. Accept this as our sacrifice of praise, and we shall even now taste the joy of the new Jerusalem. I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers. Willingly I boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may live in me. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we're glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you have raised us from the earth. May you send the seeds of justice, which we have sown in tears, grow and increase in your sight. May we reap in joy the harvest we hope for patiently. Willingly, I boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may live in me. You are shepherd of the flock, the prince of the apostles. To you were entrusted the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in heaven. God chose us in him before the world began, to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood, we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You are shepherd of the flock, the prince of the apostles. To you were entrusted the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I handed on to you, first of all, what I myself received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried and, in accordance with the Scriptures, rose on the third day, that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. Last of all, he was seen by me. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. They bore witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and preached it faithfully. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. Peter, the apostle, and Paul, the teacher of the Gentiles, taught us your law, O Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Peter the Apostle and Paul the teacher of the Gentiles taught us your law, O Lord. The Lord Jesus built his holy people on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. In faith let us pray, Lord, come to the aid of your people. You once called Simon the fisherman to catch men. Now summon new workers who will bring the message of salvation to all peoples. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You calm the waves so that your followers will not be drowned. Guard your church, protect it from all dangers. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gather your scattered flock around Peter after the resurrection. Good Shepherd, bring all your people together as one flock. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You send Paul the apostles to preach the good news to the Gentiles. Let the word of salvation be proclaimed to all mankind. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gave the keys of the kingdom into the hands of your holy church. Open the gates of that kingdom to all who trusted in your mercy while on earth. Lord, come to the aid of your people. Remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O God, who on the solemnity of the apostles Peter and Paul, give us the noble and holy joy of this day, grant, we pray, that your church may in all things follow the teachings of those through whom she received the beginnings of right religion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit, and may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Thank you again for joining me for evening prayer on this, the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, Apostles. Have a blessed day. God bless.